looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello everyone, and happy Family Day if you are a fellow Ontarian here in Canada, and if not, happy Family Day anyways. I just finished doing a live on Facebook there on Om Times Magazine page, and just if you don't know, please join me every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, which is an hour before we go live to air now, which is 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time with our lovely guests, and that's a chance for us to be interactive, and you can share with me. First of all, you get to hear who the upcoming guest is, of course, and you can share with me, is this something you want to know about, and what more do you want to learn, and what's going on in your life, because Light on Living is here to really truly give you reasons to feel better, and that's what we're really all aiming for, right? No matter where we are in life, what mood, what challenge, what position, what joy, there's always a thing where we go, how can I feel just a little better? And so when it comes to Family Day, I really wanted to invite families to listen today to find out how they can feel better together as a family. And one way, oh my gosh, I know I always feel better, is when I get movement in my life, especially physically, you know, really get that stagnation out of there, out of my life and my mind and my body, and I really get the breath work going and I stretch and move. It's just a way of great expansion. So today is really truly about families and connecting communities, right? And the members of those family and how we can all connect. And so that's why I have a really awesome guest. Her name is Melissa Ross. Melissa Ann Ross, if you're looking her up on Facebook. And I'm going to share a little bit about her with you. She's a mindset coach and personal development speaker. And so here's why you're going to love today's show. She's with 20 years experience in the field of yoga and mindfulness. Melissa is a leading authority on healing and growth. As a leader, Melissa has tamed numerous wild Canadian children with meditation, breathing, and relaxation. As a speaker, coach, and author, she uses her own experience with postpartum depression and anxiety to work with a wide range of individuals, inspiring and empowering them to navigate their way through stress, anxiety, and depression. After helping her own son navigate anxiety at an early age, and you guys are going to want to hear the story, and spending countless hours in the classroom with many children, it became Melissa's biggest passion to help children and their parents navigate their way through anxiety, bullying, and positivity. And Melissa has been featured in so many things. Best Holistic Magazine, BestHolisticLife.com, Oh My Health, There's Hope Podcast, Light on Living Right Now, if you know, and Health, Wellness, and Safety Magazine. So first of all, Melissa, thank you so much for being here with us today on Family Day.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about family yoga today. It's such a special day to be having this discussion.
Yes, I know. I'm glad it just worked out, because we really were just talking maybe a month ago, and it was like, wow, I can't believe this is perfect timing, and I love when things align.
Absolutely, absolutely. It lined up so wonderfully, and we were just discussing, it's so beautiful outside. It's a beautiful day to go out for a walk and get active as a family.
Yes, that's actually, on the live I did earlier, I was really sharing that, you know, sometimes, you know, people think, oh, Family Day, oh gosh, I got to spend time with the family, or what will I do? Or maybe they're really looking forward to it. But that is one thing to do, is when we have a shared experience and it's positive, right? That's where the connection really strengthens.
Absolutely. It does. It does. And it can be so simple as just sitting down on your mat and breathing together. It can be simple as going outside and walking around the block. It doesn't have to be a huge experience to be to make an impact on your children specifically. They remember those little things. It doesn't have to be a big, huge trip somewhere. It can be the smallest little thing. You can sit down and do a few yoga poses on your mat, and they remember that. They cherish that.
Yes, I love that you brought up about it doesn't have to be big and elaborate, because a lot of people can really, parents can get hard on themselves, maybe financially or just access to things. Like maybe they don't have a car to get to a certain place, or they don't have enough money for the whole family to go. Because things, you think about going to the movies. I know here it gets really pricey. And but you're right. That's what they want, is to be with family, just existing and talking about experiencing, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, that's what children remember. They don't remember. I actually, one of my articles that was in the Holistic Life magazine talked about experiences over toys, and that's what children remember. I actually give my children for Christmas a trip, an experience, and it doesn't have to be big. It can be a small thing close to home, but they remember those experiences. They don't remember anything else. They don't. They don't remember that mom and dad were busy working for a few hours somewhere. They don't remember the toy that, got old after a month. They remember the quality time that was spent together with them.
I love that. And actually, you just made me think, it's how the parent talks about the experience. Like if you were to say, well, we don't have enough money to do that, so we're only going to be breathing today together. I mean, it's how we talk about the experience that we're about to have, and promote it to them. Like, we were advertising to our children, like, we're the best ever time together. We're going to breathe together and stretch and do yoga. Like, it's in our excitement too, right?
Absolutely. Children pick that up. And that's part of my mindset coaching. Part of my mindset coaching is moving over into a more positive mindset and having gratitude for the things that we experience every day. And
Yes.
children will see that. And when you find a bully at school, the bully is bullying most times because of what they're experiencing at home. And I'm not saying parent is a bully. I'm just saying they're picking up the mindset. So if mom and dad are at home and, not happy about things and grumpy about things, and they're stressed out, that child is going to be stressed
Yes.
out, and they're going to take that stress to school. And what are they going to do with it? They don't know what else to do with it. If they don't know what else to do with it, they're going to bully because they're trying to make themselves feel good inside. It's a cry for
Yes.
help. They don't know what else to do with it.
That is so interesting that you said about feeling better, because that's actually what the show is about, is giving you reasons to feel better. And in their little minds at that time, with what they have, sometimes they are bullying because that's how they are trying to feel better. And it's so cool that we can if we actually switch our mindset over and say, that's a sign. I'm recognizing this. Actually, I don't know if you want to share that particular story, but did you want to share a story that you recognize some bullying and how that
Absolutely, I
happened,
would love to share
unfolded?
that. It
Okay.
actually happened when I was just first certifying as a coach a few years ago, and it was with my son at his school. And my son's a great kid. He's a little empath. He relates to everybody, and he's just such a sweet guy. And he'll be the first one to walk over and make sure that somebody is comfortable and comforted if they're crying or upset. And great kid. And I received a message from a parent letting me know that my son had been bullying her son at school, and that it had been happening for a long time, and that she was bringing it to the attention of the school. And this was a shock to me. I hadn't heard anything of it, and there were a few kids that were being accused of this bullying. And I showed up to the school the next morning to find out what was going on and how long this had been going on and discuss the situation. And there were a bunch of us parents standing in the office. And at that time, I was just certifying, and I knew that I wanted to help children and families in some way, because I had already been doing the work in the yoga classes, and I was seeing kids coming in struggling with anxiety and struggling with bullying at school and struggling about how to talk to their parents about what was happening at school and the bullying that was happening at school. And I really wanted to make a bigger difference, a one-on-one impact with those kids, because I had full classes. When you've got 15 kids, it's hard to be one-on-one with them. And so we're standing around chatting in the school office, and the parent came in quite flustered and quite on fire already at 9 o'clock in the morning. But it was the child that struck a chord with me. When he came in, the secretary asked him how he was. She said, "How's your morning?" And he didn't have anything positive to say. He didn't say good morning to anyone. Everything had gone wrong in his mind before he got to school at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I felt so bad for him. He was struggling. The poor guy was just struggling. And, I mean, we had conversations, and as things came to light, we found out that the boy was struggling and that, yes, there was an altercation with a ball on the playground, but there was no bullying that was involved. It was just kind of a little misunderstanding, and we smoothed it all over, and everything was great. But that moment of seeing him come in at 9 o'clock in the morning already upset with the weight of the world on his shoulders solidified to me how much we really need this, how important it is to guide our children and families together in a positive mindset and make sure they grow up healthy and with a healthy outlook on life.
Yes. I love that you actually use the incident as like a flare, like a help me sign, not the let's focus on the incident. Let's look at all those little things around it. And you're really looking at the whole positioning, the demeanor, the attitude, and what the little kid has already gone through.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it breaks my heart. It breaks. I mean, I've had kids come into class at 8 years old and tell me they're stressed out at school. And it breaks my heart to hear that. We're just in a society right now that's just running. And, you know, we're running from school to activities and parents. We have dual household incomes. So both parents are working and they're stressed out and trying to get everything done. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking. And we all really have to take a step back and remember that everybody is going through something. Yes. You know, before you react, before you make comment, everybody is going through something, and we don't always necessarily know what it is. So let's be kind.
Mm-hmm. Actually, talking about being kind, could you give us some words that would replace if a child is saying, I'm stressed, what are other words that they might would be better descriptive of what they're going through? So other parents can recognize if they're hearing this language from their children.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's difficult for parents to see that, because what I'll tell you is that it's not always the child saying I'm stressed.
Right.
So it's not always a matter of replacing those words for the child. It's recognizing the attitude and trying to replace the attitude. So most times when we see that, it's not a child saying I'm stressed. Most times when a child says that, they're in tune with their own body and their emotions. But most children aren't like that. Most children aren't in tune with those emotions inside themselves and able to describe it. It's hard for younger kids in particular to describe emotions that are happening in their bodies. So what we actually normally see is a behavior. So we might see a child crying, or we might see an angry behavior or slamming of doors or hitting other kids. But that's them not able to articulate that emotion and deal with the emotion. So what I always tell parents is to watch for those behaviors. Right when you think your child is displaying those behaviors, now I'm not saying that it's always an emotion or anxieties that are happening inside of them. Sometimes it is just bad behavior. But let's pay attention to what's happening and what's going on around them and what's going on in their life when that behavior happens. So it's a matter of having a conversation and finding out, well, how was your day today? What happened at school today? How are you feeling about what happened right now? If they were angry and they yelled or they hit, how were you feeling about that? Was there something going inside of you? Were you thinking about something that was upsetting you? So it's a matter of having a more in-depth conversation and really, as parents, recognizing what's going on in their world around them at that time.
And what tools do they need to be able to, yes, express it in a more, not just appropriate, but a really healthy way for themselves?
So what tools do they need? But that's not always necessarily a reframing of I'm stressed, right? It's more of a descriptive. It's more of explaining what's going on. But that's up to us parents with younger kids to delve in and find out more particulars about what's going on. Because honestly, my 11-year-old could probably tell me a more descriptive word like I'm sad or I'm frustrated or I'm hurt. He could tell me that descriptive word, but it's very hard for my 8-year-old to do that. She does try, and sometimes she can tell me that. And we've been working for a while with her around that type of thing. If she gets angry, if she hits, she can now tell me, you're frustrating me. But for kids that age, that young, it really is a difficult thing to become in tune with their emotions and be able to describe it and name it.
Oh, I love that. And maybe it is helpful so we can help them better. But now we're not going to commercial yet, because what we will be doing in the next segment after the commercial is, for everybody tuning in on Family Day, we are going to have Melissa share some exercises and activities and how she brings yoga and breath work and just doing those fun things together as a family and how that helps with all of these situations. Now, one thing I really want to ask is, there is bullying and negativity and stress. Two questions here. How can yoga help that situation? But before you answer that, can yoga help happy children too? Like, is it just for the stressed and anxiety-filled children and families, or is this for the awesome, you know, connecting, supportive, trust-building, and joyful family and child too?
Oh, absolutely. Yoga is for everyone, so it can absolutely be beneficial to every child. But more specifically, it can help that stress and that bullying and that anxiety and those issues that are happening with children if they are having difficulty. So yoga can promote a non-competitive environment where children can get together and work together and move together and have fun together. It can promote movement of their body. So they get in there and they get stretching and moving their body, which is so, so healthy. When you start moving your body in that way, your body starts to have happy or endorphins, right? It's just like when adults exercise.
Yes.
It's the same thing. You're moving and you're stretching your body, and you have that happiness and those endorphins coming up in your mind, right? And it's bringing happiness to you, but also the relaxation. Children and adults alike need to lay down and relax. You need to feel what your body feels when it just lays there and your body is silent and it's not moving. And it's so, so hard for some people to do that. Mostly adults it's hard for. Mm-hmm. Children actually relax easier than adults do. But you don't have to be having anxieties or having those issues to get the benefits of laying down and actually relaxing and listening to your body. And the benefits of doing that are just absolutely incredible. Because if you lay down and relax and listen to your body and feel what your body is doing, when there's something wrong with your body, when there's something out of sync, now when you lay down and do that, you can feel the difference. You can pinpoint where the issue is in your body. If you say you're having an ache or a pain, or if you are feeling stressed out at that point, you have a reference point to go from when you weren't having any issues to now that you're having that issue. Now you have a reference point and you can go inside your body and say, hey, this is where that is. This is what's happening. Maybe it's my neck that's tight, or maybe my heart's pounding a little bit and I need to figure out why that's happening. So maybe I'm having anxiety about something or I'm nervous about something. But that laying down like that allows you to listen and have that reference point and then be able to do something about it when there is an issue.
Right. All right. Well, so everybody listening right now, we are going to find out the benefits and how to actually do this when we come back after the commercial break with Melissa Ross.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. I have Melissa Ross here with us. She's a mindset coach, a personal development speaker. Oh, my goodness, amazing with yoga and breath work. And she runs Breathe With Me Yoga. So if you want to check out her website, it's Breathe with an E, breathewithmeyoga.com. And she really brings families together and helps children to do yoga as well. Now, Melissa, one thing I really want to touch on, I love that you share this in your website. Your website's really fun, by the way. I like just floating around there reading everything. But the one thing you mentioned there, and I really felt this was awesome. This is one of the sentences jumped out at me. It says, getting physical can be embarrassing for kids who are out of shape or uncoordinated. The thought of embarrassment discourages many kids from even starting a team sport. You continue to say that in yoga, their learning curve is more private and personal, and it's easier to get started as they continue at their own pace. And I thought that was absolutely so bang on. A lot of times, you know, they're not active. Maybe they're really connected online and playing games or doing things, but like, this is a big touchy point. Like, kids that are, you know, changing shape, they're out of shape, they're uncoordinated. This can really build a lot of self-confidence, it sounds like.
Absolutely, it can. And, you know, that brings me to a class about 3 weeks ago. We had a family class running, and I was training a new teacher. So she was teaching the class, and I was observing. And two brothers were there, and the one brother was a little bit heavier, and the other brother was not. But you know what? They both came in, and it really showcased how there's different abilities, and every child is different. And both brothers came in, they participated in the class, and what was remarkable about it is that we were able to use props in the class to allow them both to do all of the poses and continue and do the whole class and be happy and excited about the fact that they were involved and doing the whole thing. And both of them were in a different place. Both of them were in a different place flexibility-wise. And all of us are like that. Adults are like that, too. We will be flexible in one part of our body, but we won't be flexible in others. And everybody is different. Everybody has a more flexible part of their body, right? So these kids were, and it just demonstrated that so perfectly. And by using props, by using bolsters and helping them and straps and helping them in the poses, it was the most incredible class, and they were so happy to be there, and they did everything like rock stars. I couldn't believe it. They just went in and out of the poses with grace, really. It was incredible to watch the differences between them and how amazing they were and how gentle they were with each other and how loving they were in the class.
I love that you mentioned props, because that's number one thing. You're right. So many people say, well, I can't do yoga, I don't know how, or I'm not flexible, or it hurts when I do this, or I'm not strong enough to hold something. But so we didn't even plan on talking about this, but just share with us, you mentioned bolsters and straps and other things. Can you just run through some of these like things and there's things we can use even at our own home that we don't have to get fancy and go out with us and buy these things?
Absolutely, they are, yes. So we use bolsters, we use straps, and we use blocks. And so you can, if you don't have a bolster at home, you can fold blankets to make a bolster. So you would just fold the blanket so that it's nice and high, and you would find a blanket that's not going to squish down, a blanket that's going to kind of keep its shape, like a heavier, thicker blanket that'll keep its shape. You can use a belt instead of a strap. And you would just hold both ends of the belt, a bathrobe belt. Take the belt off of your bathrobe. And, you know, to be the right size for kids, if kids have a bathrobe at home, they can use the belt off of their bathrobe. And that works for that. And then instead of a block, you could use anything, any box that won't lose its shape. So if you close a box,
kitty litter box.
Anything. Yeah, I was thinking a garbage bag. Like if you shop, like bulk, big, big boxes of garbage bags, that's a hard cardboard, right? So, and really what you're using a block for is if you're doing a pose sitting in a chair, you're going to put your feet on the block. And if you're doing a pose standing up where it requires balance and like triangle pose, if you're bending over, then you put that block on the floor and you can use that block to help steady you. And we actually, in our class, some of the children are flexible in their hips. So I actually sit on a block when I'm sitting in class. It's comfortable for me. So while the children are sitting in class in a seated pose while we're doing meditation, they some of them sit on blocks as well because they're not very flexible in their hips. So it helps them in a comfortable seated position. And the two boys that I was discussing earlier, they really weren't flexible in the hips. I had them on bolsters. They both were seated on two bolsters so that they could sit and do that meditation. But you can see by using those props, you can really bring everybody in, and it's so inclusive. And what I remind every child at the beginning of class and when we start using those props is that everybody is at a different place. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about what your neighbor is in, because whatever pose you can get into, that's your pose. That pose for you. And when I walk around class and I help kids in triangle pose or whatever pose they're in, I say, that's it right there. That's your triangle pose. And I really enforce that it's their pose, not the class's pose. So that helps them to feel more comfortable in the class.
Oh, I'm thinking of, you know what, I want to hashtag strike your pose as opposed to strike a pose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really keeps them it being inclusive and feeling comfortable that, yay, this is it. I'm doing it. This is mine and I'm doing it.
Yes, it's my, oh, and mine, whilst with everybody else, not segregate, not, okay, you sit down, you can't do this one, or just, you know, not be involved, or you, now, some of the things, oh, so one thing I really wanted to bring up was you mentioned about, okay, we were talking about endorphins and how it can just make us feel good. Now, can this, I'm going to use the word stress, but can the anxiety and the stress of, oh my gosh, I have to do this activity, combat that feel good feeling? Of like, you know, you're thinking, okay, I want to go play soccer, but oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, I can't. So it kind of, it kills that feel good feeling. Whereas in a yoga situation, when they're learning, the anxiety is quickly decreased. Like it's quickly, like you're finding something that they're able to do fast.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you should ask that, because I have a lot of kids that come in that the parents tell me they have anxiety. And then I will say after class, are you sure? Because I didn't see any anxiety while they were in class. I mean, they go in, they try the poses. And what I say to children is, if you're not feeling like you can do that pose, if you're not feeling into it, then I just ask that you sit on your mat, right? So they'll just sit down on their mat and not do that pose if they're not into it. It's totally voluntary. We don't say you have to come in and do that. So that kind of eases anxiety too, right?
Yeah.
Coming in and saying you don't have to come in and do something that you're not comfortable with eases anxiety for kids. But when they see all their friends doing it and they see everybody else doing it, they want to be included. They want to come in and be doing what all the other kids are doing and try it out. And when you show them that people aren't judging and they're not looking at each other and it is your pose, then that too eases off the anxiety. But I'll tell you, some of those kids that say they have anxiety, they lay down in relaxation after class and you don't even see them fidget. They just lay down. They've done all of those poses and they've opened up and they've been breathing. They've opened up their body and now they lay down and they are relaxed. They're not fidgeting. They're not anxious about lying there silently. It's remarkable to see.
You actually and we did not even talk, and you did not see my Facebook Live, so I can say that this is in perfect alignment. I talked about, as Family Day, how the words came to mind was trust and confidence, and right now, and then co-experiencing. And right now, what you just shared with me is that as we learn to trust ourselves and know and say, I trust that I can't do this, I'm going to go sit here. I trust that I can do it if I have a prop. I trust that I can do this. As the child is recognizing this, they build confidence, and that eases anxiety, and that allows them to share the experience. Oh my gosh, Melissa, you just like joined it. I love it. And so
that's amazing.
It's so cool that happened. I love that. And so as like this really like, gosh, I want to run out and do a yoga class and I don't even know right now where I would go. But so let us know first of all, where are you located? So that if somebody is nearby and they can make it to you, how can they do that? And is there other ways of working with you to learn? Like we'll walk through some fun stuff today on the show, but is there other ways of connecting with you?
Absolutely. So I am located in Niagara Falls, Canada. We run classes in Niagara Falls. We also run them out of a community center in Thorold, which is a neighboring town. People can connect with me if you go to my Facebook page. There's a contact me page there. You can also connect with me at melissa@breathewithmeyoga.com. I do private classes as well, so if families want to contact me and find out more about private family classes, then that is something that I can set up for families. I am also rolling out, I'm working with my marketing director. I was just on speaking with him yesterday about this. We are working on rolling out some online content. So what we will be rolling out is family videos, videos for teenagers and videos for the family that they can go on, and there'll be a new video that is released every month, and it'll be a full yoga class. So families can come online and do that yoga class, tune in and do that class together at home, because we do recognize that I've been in business for 5 years doing this, so we do recognize that families are busy, and it's so hard to schedule, you know, the perfect day and the perfect time for everyone to be able to make it. And I'm hearing in the community from so many people that, you know, we would love to come, and you know, our kids would really benefit from this, and they would love to come, but the scheduling just doesn't work. So we're really hopeful that by rolling out this online program, we'll be able to help families all over and help them right in the comfort of their home and allow them to connect in that way at home.
I love that. And you're right, because that's the first thing I would do is I would say, all right, I got to get, you know, go to the channels, figure it out, or go to a website that I know and get this content and view it. Because, first of all, your voice is both calming and joyful and uplifting at the same time. So I would listen to you online for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. I actually, I'm going to be recording some little meditations as well. So I test drive those. I call it test driving. I test out those lesson plans. So I just did a whole chakra series, and I tested it out the last session with all of the kids, and I listened to their feedback and their comments, and I developed some great meditations, chakra meditations with the kids last term, and you know, the feedback was incredible. So we'll be recording those, and I'm really excited about that. So I hope that those are helpful to everyone.
I know that they will be. And actually, that was my next thing. I love that you share with the children about chakras. How are you introducing that to them? And at what age?
Yes, so I don't introduce them in our youngest class. Our youngest class is 2 to 4 years old, and that would be above their developmental stage at that point. Okay. So I introduced it, and it's funny that you should ask this question. It's a great question. I introduced it in the 5 to 9 year old class and in the 10 to 15 year old class, and I introduced it in two different places. So I taught it in Niagara Falls to both of those age groupings. And then I had my teacher in Thorold teach it to the 5 to 9 year olds there, because I knew that the diversity of students was different. We had a little bit younger students in the class in Thorold, and I wanted to see how they responded to the same class and to the same outline.
The content.
And
okay.
So how I introduce chakras to the kids is, first we have a discussion about what a chakra is. And a chakra is just basically an energy center in your body. And so we talk about energy and what that means and what that energy center is. And we talk about how the chakra relates to our body. So we talk about what emotions it might be related to. We talk about the color of the chakra. We talk about what earth element it might be related to. And we talk about how when one of those chakras is out of balance, those emotions or those activities that we might be trying to do will be harder for us to do. The emotions might be out of balance, so we might get angry or we might experience anxiety because that chakra is out of balance, or we might have trouble with like a creative activity or something that we're trying to do. And so the youth group really latched onto that. They really loved that concept, and they would actually say to me, oh, I was trying to do this the other night, so maybe that means that chakra was out of balance, so what can I do? And the next part of the class was, this is what you can do. So the class was specific yoga poses related to those chakras that could help open up those chakras. And so each class had specific poses to help open that chakra, and each class had a guided meditation that I spoke at the end of the class to also help visually open up that chakra. So it was a visualization to open up that chakra. And so those kids were really excited for the recorded meditations to come out, because they recognized that if they were having that issue at home, they could put on that recorded meditation, or they could remember those poses at home. So it really went so well with the youth group. A little bit more interesting with the kids group, I really had to find a creative way, and I'll share a funny story with you. I had an 8-year-old in class. She's been with me for 5 years. And just, I love her to death. She's just a lovely little girl, and she's just so wonderful in class. And she was so excited with this big smile on her face, and she said to me, "Are you having fun?" And this was, we were both three classes in to the chakras. She said, "Are you having fun?" And I was all happy, and I said, "Oh, yes, of course I'm having fun. Are you?" And she looked at me totally deadpan and said, "No." And I was just, I took a step back, and I went, "Oh, well, why?" And we had a whole discussion, and this is what I love about test driving lesson plans. It really brought me to move how the lesson plan was flowing, because she was so brutally honest with me, and I love it that she was. And it really, it brought me to be able to help that class relate better to those lesson plans and shift them so that they worked better with that age group. So
I think she just found herself a job, like a position with you as assistant observer.
Right? I know, but I love that the kids are that honest. It's wonderful that they're that honest, because it helps me to shift those lesson plans so that they can be there and enjoying them, because that's really what I'm after. I want them to be learning and creating and loving their bodies and becoming healthy, but having fun at the same time.
Yes. I just, that's a great story, actually. I can just imagine that, like that moment. That sounds like a movie moment. Well, with this, okay, so when I want people to hang in there, because when we do come back, we've still got 2 more minutes, but when we do come back from the commercial, I would love for you to even walk us through what some of the poses look like. What are the best ones? What are the most popular ones? What do they do? Maybe a breathing technique that we could all share so that people could do it today with their family.
Absolutely.
And you
absolutely
have some freebies, a freebie that you're going to be letting us know how we can access that for tuning in and sharing this time all together. But in this final minute, just before we go, everybody, I want you to really hear that yoga doesn't have to be some super religious type thing or just exercising for adults. This is for children of all ages, and it can be fun, and it can be filled with color and communication and just feeling and listening into the body. And I love that you're doing this, Melissa. It's Melissa Ross, everybody. Breathe With Me Yoga. And I love that you're sharing this with people, because I can see how it's changed your life. And actually, when we do get back, I'd love for you to share too also about your story with what brought you into this in the first place. So everybody, when we come back, fun stuff.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed. Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
All right, everybody, Light on Living welcomes you to our Family Day edition. That's fun. And we have Melissa Ross with us here, just really sharing with us about mindset, about attitude, and how yoga and breath work really allow us and children and families together to reach the state of, you know, it's funny, I was hearing the commercial about transformation, but this is also about becoming who we are already and just expressing in such a joyful way. So thank you again, Melissa. I'm so happy that you're here with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy too. It's been great.
Oh, there's some now. So was yoga in your life always? Like, are you just a yoga person, or how did this come into your life with your children?
I've been practicing yoga for 20 years, actually, and I started practicing when I was in university. And it's the way I started practicing actually was funny. It was just back then, yoga was new, and you know, it was a joke. People were laughing about it, and we were like, oh, let's go test it. You know, let's see what it's about. And, you know, I was just giggling with some friends about it, and we went and tried it, and it was absolutely amazing. It was stress relieving. It was a gentle movement. My body felt so open when I left there. I had the best sleep of my life. And I continued it. Yeah, I'm telling you, even when I go to my own yoga classes, right, outside of teaching, yeah, I have my yoga teacher, and I have the best sleep of my life when I leave that class. So I loved the benefits of it that I just continued. I found a teacher that I really loved, and I've actually been with that teacher for, 19 years now. I've been with that teacher.
Oh my
gosh. I've been practicing for 20 years, and I've been with the same teacher for 19. And it's just been an incredible journey. And I started teaching 5 years ago. Do you want me to go into that? Do you want me to describe how I got started?
Yes, because and how that plays a role with the children. Because I think, yeah, and first of all, nailed that with the sleep. I think so many people are like, oh my gosh, only do I want to sleep better, but my children too.
Yeah, so I got started with the children because I actually suffered postpartum depression and severe anxiety after my daughter was born. And I was off work for about 2.5 years and recovering from that. And, of course, yoga was a daily practice for me. It was a great source of healing and strength for me during that time. But when I went back to my day job, I found that I was stress-free and in a really good, healthy mental place. And within about 2 weeks, I started to feel that stress coming back. And I realized that that I needed to find something else. I needed to find an outlet and something to move on to that was less stressful. Mm-hmm. And when I really thought about it, I had been volunteering at my child's school, at my son's school, and I was really loving the interaction with the kids. I was loving being with them, and I had already been practicing yoga for so long that I decided to certify as a children's yoga instructor, and that's when I did that. I founded Breathe with Me Yoga 5 years ago, and we moved on from there. And so my son was already born at that time, and my daughter was brand new. She was about 2.5. And so she started yoga when she was 3, and my son, he was about 5, and I started them in on that practice at that time, and we've been doing it. Our practice has grown since then at home, and we've been doing that ever since. I've been touching the lives of children in Niagara Falls for 5 years now, and the benefits to my own children have been incredible. And then when we moved into the mindset work too a couple of years ago, the benefits have been incredible there too.
I love this. And, you know, so right now, if somebody's, they're listening, they got their family, they're just, you know, they're tuning in. What is something that they could do that only takes, I don't even know, like something 5 minutes or less, like that they would do, if you could describe what activity would really make it like a daily impact that's small, but, you know, builds up?
Absolutely. So I would start with some breathing and a few simple yoga poses, and I'll give you a few simple ones that can be looked up online so that you can see how to do them. So first with the breathing, you really want to sit down, and I would say in class we usually have each child take 3 breaths and our friends visualize a balloon in their tummy. And as they're breathing in, they can visualize that balloon getting very, very big and then getting small as they breathe out. And so each child can lead in those 3 breaths. They can lead in breathing in and breathing out, and they can lead slowly, and everybody is imagining that balloon slowly blowing up, because it takes you time to blow up a balloon, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why the ball is so great. So if you do have an expandable ball at home, then using that expandable ball in your hands and making it expand as you're breathing, it's a visual guide for kids to really slow down that breath. So you can start with that, and everybody in the family can lead those 3 breaths so that you're all taking more than three breaths together. And then some mm-hmm. simple poses. Downward dog is the fun favorite. So when you go into downward dog, you can wag your tail and you can lift a leg and do three-legged pose and have fun with it and allow everybody to bark and be a dog. And triangle pose is a very, very common one as well. So if you look up triangle, if you Google triangle pose is an easy one, and it's very opening for your body. Another opening pose is, it's called cat and cow. And so it's all on all fours, and it's actually just getting movement in your spine. It's so important, especially when we're sitting all day, to get movement in our spine.
Yes.
And so that gets that movement and gets things moving in there. So those are three poses that I would absolutely start with, just to get movement going. And by the time you do all of that breathing and do those three poses and fool around with downward dog, you're probably about 5 minutes there.
Yes. Now, with triangle pose, about the opening, I'm just curious, do you find that some of the children, if they are not reluctant, I don't mean reluctant, but uncomfortable with that pose, would one maybe look at that, and does that suggest maybe that there are some emotions that, like I'm going to the heart chakra here, that some emotions need to be expressed or need a little bit tender love here?
Absolutely. And triangle pose is one of those. Absolutely. And triangle pose is one of those things. But I'll tell you what you most often see in triangle pose. And I think it is an opening and an opening of heart chakra thing. But also sometimes it's a flexibility thing. And so they whip down into it. So sometimes they're not necessarily closed off. They've just whipped down into it quick, and they are closing off their heart chakra and not getting that opening there. So this is a fun guide I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a tip, everybody. Sing I'm a Little Teapot. So get into the pose with your legs. Your legs are spread apart like a triangle, and your legs are straight, no bent knees. And you put your arms up, and you sing, I'm a little teapot. So I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. So you put one hand on your waist, and then here is my spout. And you bring, and then when I get all steamed up, hear me shout. And when you sing that part, you take that hand, and you just bring it down to wherever you can reach on your leg or on the floor, and you just move right from your hip. But if you sing I'm a little teapot, that will move you gently into the pose without stretching and moving. It's quite a fun way to get children to do triangle pose and get them just to move from that hip and keep that opening in their chest.
I love that. Yes, it's a guide. So songs, actually, because there's a tempo to it, like a melody, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's actually a question. So music, is it best to do, like, that's singing, so I love that. Is there music that's recommended for children? Is it different than the music adults would listen to?
Oh, absolutely. So especially in the with younger kids, with 2 to 4, 5-year-olds, we use a lot of music in our yoga classes too, especially for meditation. We do guided meditations with music for kids that young. Definitely different music than what you might hear in an adult class. So you don't tend to hear a lot of music outside of relaxation in an adult class when you're in and out of yoga class. But yes, we use a lot of music. We use a lot of Kira Wiley music. If you search just children's yoga music online, you'll find lots of incredible songs to use. Meditation, a very popular song, is called Colors, and it talks about Colors. Feelings and what feelings go with those colors, and there's actions and movements to the song, and that's a great way to start kids, young kids, with meditation, because they're concentrating on the colors and the feelings, and they're putting those colors and feelings together, and they're making those actions with their body, and it's making them just become aware of their body and come inside their bodies a little bit. And I know it doesn't sound like that might be meditation, but that's the beginning stage of just coming inside of your body and being aware of your body and concentrating on that, focusing on that.
Yeah, I actually want to listen to that song now. I'm like, hey, you know, because everybody starts at a different place. Now, you have some freebies. So first of all, actually, before I get into freebies, I love that. So you just shared with us three of the poses. I love just the three breaths, but everybody in the family leads them. So if you've got two people in the family, you're doing six. If you've got three people, you're doing nine. I think you guys catch the drift here. And then using music or singing a song to kind of go along with it. But now... And thank you for letting us know, because I would never have thought to look up specifically child yoga music. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Now, you have a freebie that you wanted to share, and I'm so happy for you guys offering this. So what is it that you're offering?
So my freebie is an introductory yoga video. So the yoga video gives you five yoga tips, my five most important tips for beginner yogis, and it gives you a little introduction to breathing. It does show you what our breathing ball looks like, so if you're interested in what that looks like and how to use that, it gives you a little tutorial on how to use the breathing ball at home, and it gives you an introduction to meditation and how to start that, and it gives you introductory yoga poses. So it'll give you a little more than the three that I gave you, but it shows you how to do the poses too. So if you're interested and you've never been started before, families can do that together. You can find that video at freegiftfrommelissa.com/yoga. And when you go to
free
that website, freegiftfrommelissa.com/yoga.
Okay, perfect.
So you can go to that website and you'll be able to download that introductory video. So if you've never done yoga before, it's an amazing place to start.
Oh, I'm totally starting there. Melissa, I'm going to put / yoga. Oh, that is so helpful. You know, and what's the one thing I encourage everybody. Don't ever judge where you are or what you think. Start. I don't care. I'm a full grown adult here and I'm ready to go on and take on this, you know, free gift for the children. And it just sounds so, oh my gosh, right now, I feel like this is the answer to everything. Like, you've expressed it so much and so cheerfully. I just feel like, yes, this is going to but it really does. It has an impact. You've stuck with it for 20 years and you've seen some families really transform through yoga with children.
I have. And you know, the funny thing is the biggest transformation story that I talk about, it wasn't even in a family yoga class, but the family transformed from it. And it was two brothers that were coming to the class, and I had a little guy. He started with me when he was about 10 and then moved on, stayed for a good year and a half, and then moved on to the older kids group. But when he came in, he was very, very shy, didn't want to come into the class, basically was in a ball on a chair holding his yoga mat at the front door and wouldn't even move into the class. And his brother was there. His brother came into the class, no problem. And the mom was really not, you know, concerned. Can I leave him? Are you guys going to be okay with him like this? I said, don't worry. We'll be fine. We'll get along just fine, you know. And by the end, it was an 8-week session. And by the end of the 8-week session, he had slowly inched into the side of the class to watch and then set up his yoga mat at the side of the class and then slowly inched it into the class. Mm-hmm. And by the end of that 8 weeks, he was talking to everybody in the class. He was doing every yoga pose. He was relaxing. He wasn't necessarily laying on the ground relaxing. He was cross-legged with the blanket around him and a breathing ball in his hand. But he was doing that relaxation and being one with his body. And he was excited about yoga. And he kept coming back. And as he kept coming back, he moved from being a student in the class to being old enough to move on but not ready to move on to the next class. So he started assisting me in class, and you know, he would show the kids the yoga poses, or he would read the story that we were talking about that day to do our yoga class. And he started opening up to me at the same time and started telling me things that were happening in class. And he asked me to actually help him talk to his parents and tell his parents that he was being bullied at school. So I actually stood in on a conversation with his parents where he could, you know, let them know what was going on with him at school and that he was being bullied at school and he was upset by it. And it was just the most incredible thing to see the family talking about that just because he came to a yoga class and enjoyed it and became involved with all of the kids and trusted somebody. He actually had his trust in somebody and knew that they could help him.
That's actually the word. It was incredible. I love that story. I love the full circle. And it's more than a story. I love that that happened. And I love that it came back to trust because as I know, we're celebrating Family Day, but this is what it is. When we do things with our loved ones, with our chosen, with our family, we gain this. As we have experiences as simple as breathing together, there is a bond, there is a trust factor there that's such on a very primal, very, very seed-like beginning. And the trust does have to start somewhere. And if we allow that to nurture through breathing or yoga or spending time together and just having that, like you said, bring an experience, I think that's where I think both you and I are so in support of and why this show is happening today is it can be done anywhere. It can be everywhere. I love the relax. We want to relax into it so we can build that trust. So thank you, Melissa Ross. It's Melissa Ross, everybody who's joined us today with this beautiful stories. Thank you so much for being here with me on Family Day and doing all that you do every day. And I urge people to reach out to you, families, children, parents, teachers, and just reach out with you to you to have you help them. And again, your website is?
My website is breathewithmeyoga.com.
Perfect. And it's with an E, everybody. Breathe with an E. And don't forget to get your freebies. Free gift from melissa.com/yoga.
Yes.
Yes, we'll put that on the list. Thank you so much, everyone. And happy Family Day. Share with us what you're doing on your Family Day and all the breathing exercises you're doing. Until next week. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.